Prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
There was a time when the world agreed that the greatest Jamaican to have ever lived was the late music legend Robert Nesta Marley. The power of his music was felt all over the world, and almost 40 years after his death, his music still finds new converts and veneration. But the truth is that there are now two great Jamaicans. The first, of course, is Bob Marley. The second is Usain Bolt. For over a decade, Bolt has proven to be one of the biggest, most successful, most iconic, most loved, and of course, fastest sportsmen the world has ever seen. The 100 meters and 200 meters world record holder, an 11-time world champion, an 8-time Olympic gold medalist, Usain Bolt is a bona fide legend. And when he calls time on a glittering career at the 2017 World Athletics Championships in August, he will leave behind a gigantic void which many feel may not be filled for at least the next decade. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll be looking at the legendary Usain Bolt as he prepares to call time on a fantastic career that has brought him fortune and fame. My name is Tunde Kweki. We'll take a short break now and we'll return with the rest of the show. Usain Bolt is regarded as one of the biggest sportsmen the world has ever seen. He is to athletics what Muhammad Ali is to boxing, what Michael Jordan is to basketball, and what Pele is to football. And after 13 glittering years, Bolt will hope to end his career on a high at the 2017 World Athletics Championships in London. He spoke recently about his career and what retirement holds for him.
This is Sports Planet.
You say in a couple of years ago, you announced to all of us that, and to yourself, that you're going to retire after the Worlds in London. Is that still a decision you're happy with?
Yeah, it's definitely still a decision I'm happy with. It's just been, I've done all I wanted to do, you know what I mean? Everybody wants me to continue, but it's not as simple as it is. I've done great in the sport. People just want to see more and more, you know what I mean? But you as a person have to decide that this is it. I don't want to continue and then at the end I start losing, because I hate losing.
No regrets at all?
No, there's no regrets. If you look at a lot of top athletes, that's the one thing they use to damage their career just a little bit. By being so dominant throughout the career, retired, then miss the sport, and then come back into the sport to something different. So, and I don't think my coach will coach me either. I think he said that to me. Listen, if you retire, that's it. Don't feel you're gonna take a year or two off and then come back to me and go, oh, let's do this again. It's not gonna happen.
Is he happy with you retiring? Is he trying to persuade?
No, I think he understands to the point where he knows if I'm not into it, I won't give it my all. So he asked me if I'm sure, and he already told me that, listen, if you wanted to go on for 4 more years, it would be easy for me. But he knows how I am. If I'm not motivated to do it, then it's going to be hard for me. So,
is there a little bit of trepidation?
You're always going to be nervous, definitely. But I'm also excited, you know what I mean, to try to move on to a different chapter of my life, try something new, just to have some me time, you know what I mean? So I'm excited but nervous at the same time, so it's shared.
And so then, have you got any plans, any things you'd really like to do?
Yeah, we have a lot of things that we're working on, you know what I mean? I still have two companies that we're working on. I have one big project that we just really started, trying to start a clinic in Jamaica. I think I have a lot more work, like sponsor work and traveling a lot more when I retire than actually when I was running, so I'd have a lot more work to do.
Will that keep you satisfied? Will that keep you kind of waking up in the morning excited about what the week has ahead?
Depends. It depends on what I'll be doing in that day. But I'll have more free time, you know what I mean? So it won't be as stressful as it used to be. I can travel, I can go on trips, do what I also want to do. I have a bet with my managers. They give me 2 years before I get a belly, so I can't let that happen. So up to this day, my parents have been the most influential on my career, you know what I mean? My dad made the decision for me to really go into track and field. So throughout my career, I've always had different set of people throughout my career, which has really helped me. Mrs. Tarp, which was the head of sports department when I was in school, she really supported me and helped me to push on and always to try to keep me focused, because I was a mischievous kid when I was in high school.
Do you understand the impact you've had, particularly here in Jamaica?
Well, definitely. Over the years, I've learned to understand and to see what I've done through just other people's eyes and just by watching and listening. And people keep reminding, if you don't know yourself, people keep reminding that you've done such great and I've done Jamaica proud and stuff. So over the years doing this, I've really learned and understand the impact that I've had on the sports just by people themselves. To be role models for the kids and for everybody, it's something that I enjoy, you know what I mean? Because when I was growing up, I wanted to be like a Michael Jordan, Muhammad Ali. So when kids saying you've inspired me to do great, or thank you for being such a hero, it feels good, you know what I mean? And I live for this, so it's good.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
And that is all we have for you on today's episode of Sports Planets. You can send me all your sports views, questions, and comments on Twitter, or just follow me at Babatunde Koiki. And for more sports stories from all across the world, please get your copy of Complete Sports Daily from your vendor or visit www.completesportsnigeria.com, and you can click on the Sports Planet button on the website to listen to this episode or previous episodes of the show from our podcast archive.